section of the evening is someone who also knows that it takes a striving for excellence. It takes practice. This is a guy who believes in rehearsals and believes in knowing how to do something right. His Christmas guitar CD is on heavy rotation in our home right down the road here in Lexington. Every holiday season, it is the one that my husband always says, "Where's that Christmas guitar CD?" So I presume that our composer, guitarist extraordinaire, and long, long, long time friend of Jake and Ellen won't be singing a Christmas song tonight, but I also think you ought to look it up. Please help me welcome Steve Rapson. Oh, and Hat Rat comes back to the stage. Pat, have you put your hat on the rack? I think so.
Thank you, Marilyn, for that extended introduction. I asked Hat Rack to play with me because, thank you, who wouldn't want Hat Rack Gallagher to play with them? We're going to change the choo-choo to a little bit of crow, key of B-flat. I'm going to take this off. I'm going to be very brave.
This is like bare knuckles guitar.
Well, as Betty Davis said, getting old, it ain't for sissies. She did say that too. I want to do it. Really, I got a 5-year-old grandchild. I want to do it, so I'm used to that. Oh, there he is. So here's my song, A Little Bit of Crow. I have the recipe for those of you who would like it. Once I ate a little bit of crow, a little bit of crow, and a little wino. Once I ate a little bit of crow, it all went down with a little wino. Once I ate some words I said all in my bread. Once I ate some words I said, they all went down with Johnny Walker Red. All went down with Johnny Walker Red. It's a little bit of crow, a little wino, words in my bread and a little bit of red. A little bit of crow, a little wino, words in the bread and a little bit of red. Once I ate a little bit of crow. Once I drank from the river of fire, sank real low, not getting any higher. Once I was drinking from the river of fire, and I was singing real low, not getting any higher. Singing real low, not getting any higher. Yeah, baby. A little bit of crow, a little wino, down to the river and the fire I go. A little bit of crow, a little wino, down to the river and the fire I go. Each time I have one last glass, I must ask before I go. May I please have a doggy bag to take home my little bit of crow? That was the comedy part. Yeah, too late. Want to get to heaven, I'll tell you what to do. Don't you cook up what's bad for you. Might have been a lot of things that you wish you didn't do, but learn how to cook and there's a heaven for you. Yeah, once I ate a little bit of crow. It's a little bit of crow, a little wino, down to the river and the fire I go. A little bit of crow, a little wino, down to the river and the fire I go. once I paint a little bit through. I don't think I will have my fill of a little bit of crow. Yeah, baby.
Thank you.
Now we're going to play an Elizabeth Cotton tune. I asked anybody if they knew the lyrics to Freight Train. Somebody hands this to me. I mean, this is a true folk crowd when this happens. You know that, don't you? You know, this is like going up to, I don't know, you know, a mortgage loan officer and asking them if they could. Yeah, I probably need that because Hat Rack and I are going to sing it. And asking them if they have any money. And they actually give you some. It's like, oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Can you see those, Hat Rack?
If it was a little farther away.
Freight train going so fast. Freight train going so fast. Please don't tell them what train I'm on, so they won't know where I'm gone. Play it. Die, please bury me underneath the old tree. I can't read these lyrics because I don't have my glasses. Rack and I have never played that song together, and no, really, and this is a long time ago. A friend of mine who was helping me become a better person said to me, "You know, Steve, you're very spontaneous. That's your best quality." And at the time, I thought, really? All the qualities down at number 17 is spontaneous. So I figured I might as well be that way now and then, and that's why we did that. Now we're going to do that Charlie Parker tune in the same key.
Okay.
So Jake asked for an instrumental, and so we're going to do a Charlie Parker tune at a reasonable tempo so that we can actually play it.
Right on it.
One, two, three, four. Thank you.
Steve Robson.
Thank you for listening.
Can we hear one more time for Steve Robson and Hat Rack Gallagher? And-